Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Sorry for not being able to push the right buttons and that dead air. Great to be with you this morning, friends. We have a lot to talk about. Let me ask you a question. You think it's a game changer? If people call 911 and nobody shows up because Kate Brown, her executive order has caused the mass firing of thousands, and I mean thousands, firefighters and cops. Do you think those stories can be successfully buried by the mainstream media? Or do you think it's the kind of thing that just explodes? I want to talk to you a little bit about that today, because that is a consequence that's going to happen. In fact, there's a story in the Newburgh Graphic, which is a Pamplin paper. The Yamhill County Commissioners have declared a state of emergency because they're anticipating this. They're not alone. But it's not just cops and firefighters, folks. It's deeper than that. It's going to be teachers. It's going to be nurses. How do we know that? Well, it's not too hard to figure out. If you were at the rally Saturday at the state capitol, where, by the way, if you don't believe that the good Lord exists, in all that rain, it was nice and warm and sunny during the rally. And after we got done, it started raining again. It was powerful, because what we saw at the rally Saturday at the state capitol was a lot of people, maybe half of the crowd. And by the way, it wasn't just 1,000. There were thousands there. And I know, because I was not only there, but I was live streaming it on my Facebook page. Some of you may have seen that. There are hundreds of other people live streaming it, too. In fact, one of the organizers from Oregonians for Medical Freedom, that was their plea. Live stream this, because the news media didn't want to cover it. They said, hey, it's not a big enough crowd. We're not going to worry about it. In that crowd, maybe half of it had never been to a political rally before. Now, I keep telling you, friends, there's something going on out there, and there is. And this is just a bit of it. I'm going to get into a little bit more of that. I'm also going to give you the heads up. We are scheduled to have an interview with a fascinating guy from Colorado who is quite a patriot and quite an entrepreneur. And we'll see if we're going to connect with him today or not. I'm just trying to get confirmation of this. His name is Joel Oatman. He's one of the co-hosts of the Conservative Daily podcast, but he's much more than that. He's quite a Christian conservative patriot. And somehow he got in the middle, being a tech guy. He is. Somehow he got in the middle of exposing Dominion and Dr. Eric Coomer of Dominion Voting Systems. He's not standing down, and neither should we be standing down. We have to keep the pressure on. We got to keep showing up at events like the Capitol rally that we had. We got to show up at these commission hearings, supporting these commissioners like Yamhill County. Friends, you got to do this. And I'm gonna go back to the sheriffs. The sheriffs are all important here, friends. You got to believe me here. The sheriffs are important. Because I'm going to tell you this. What Yamhill County has done, other counties have already done. Well, I don't know that any other county, let me step back. I don't know that any other county has actually declared a state of emergency yet in preparation to what we think is going to happen. In fact, what we know is going to happen. You're going to call 911 and nobody's going to show up. Because there just aren't enough vaccinated emergency services people to go around. Now, you're probably asking yourself, how do I know that? Well, you should have been at the rally on Saturday to hear some of the healthcare professionals, nurses, doctors, a fire chief who happens to be a friend of mine. Hear what they say is about to happen. They're in the middle of it. They know. They're and I said this. I had a small just speaking role at the end of this thing. And I said, and I meant it from the heart. Those people are my heroes. Those that are going to lose their jobs, their careers. Have their businesses taken away from them, like the doctor who spoke, who's had his medical license revoked by the Oregon Medical Board. Those people are my heroes. It takes years and years and years to become a nurse, become a doctor, to become a paramedic. I have a friend. His girlfriend is going through the paramedic process right now as we speak. I know how much work it is. And I'm telling you, they're my heroes because they're willing to give it all up. Because they believe there's something greater at stake here. And it's called liberty, friends. That was the main point of my comments. It is the thing that binds us together. Whether we are liberals, conservatives, Democrats, Republicans, we all want to be free. Have you seen the pictures of what is now 15,000 people under that bridge in Del Rio, Texas? Most of them Haitian refugees living there, waiting to get processed. As political refugees, asylum? Have you seen those pictures? Why do they want to get into America? Because of a thing called liberty, freedom, opportunity. They go hand in hand. Do they not? They do. Don't you find it interesting that the world is not trying to get into Haiti? The world is not trying to get into Mexico? Well, they go through Mexico to get into America. Don't you find it interesting that the world is not trying to get into North Korea or Iran or Iraq or Afghanistan? Why is that? Now, you know this show, the theme of this show and the purpose of it is one thing and one thing only, and that's to help you change your world by helping you. And I said this Saturday. My comments at the Medical Freedom Rally. Every one of us have the ability to change our world by having meaningful conversations with a persuadable person in our world, whoever that is, in whatever world that is, talking about these issues. You have a right to say no to Kate Brown's mandate. And the fallout from this is going to be profound. And that's why I'm asking the question. What happens if you call 911 and nobody shows up because of Kate Brown's mandate, vaccine mandate. You think that would get some people's attention? Or do you think that the news media could successfully bury it as they protect Kate Brown in the politically correct narrative out there? Friends, Josh Williams is the fire chief of Aurora, Oregon. He's an old friend of mine. He said at the rally, it was the first time he'd ever spoken in anything, first time he'd ever been to a rally on his own, in his own time, but he's still a fire chief. He said they have about 100 personnel, paid and volunteers at Aurora. They cover a lot of I-5, mostly Clackamas County. He said only 40% of his firefighters chosen their choice to be vaccinated. The other 60% are adamantly no. Josh Williams is one of the six people who has sued Kate Brown through the Freedom Foundation because he's already had COVID, and there's no provision, as you know, in Kate Brown's executive order for those people who've already had COVID and have the antibodies present in their system. There's no provision. Here's the problem. And this is why the Yamhill County commissioners have done this. He said fully 60% of his firefighters that he will not fire as firemen will be unable to respond. What if you call 911 and nobody shows up? Back. No, that's not poverty. Haiti believers have light on their faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers in this celebration. Stop the car.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
23 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. So I'm telling you, friends, there is something going on out there. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out, because I will bet you that every one of you in this audience, you've had conversations with people, or you've been involved in conversations with people where they have talked about this issue of the vaccine mandate. I would bet you. And I'll bet you that there's a lot more resistance out there. But how do people think about it? Well, there are... There are just people out there who just say, just get the shot. Rich writes me an email and says, yes, the protest rally was really good Saturday. I agree. A lot of people were there for the first time. So I see redistricting as was a disaster. So how is it that working? So how is that working for Gerard and his gamble with group? We now have more taxes and a disaster for redistricting from what we see. Maybe I'm wrong. Well, you're not wrong, Rich, and we haven't gotten into that today. We'll get into it tomorrow, because tomorrow's that special session, I think. Maybe I'm a week ahead of myself. I'm not sure. It was a busy weekend, friends. And thank God we got some rain. For a farmer like me, it was just what I needed. It's just what the forest fires needed, too. Now, I don't believe Kate Brown is much of a prayer, at least not to the God we serve. But I'll tell you, I bet she was thankful for the rain because it knocked down the forest fires. Corby writes me a great email, says the younger crowd gets it more than I thought. And it's this, it's an InfoWars post, and it's about these TikToker kids, right, who are calling themselves pure bloods. Pure bloods. I bet you're going to hear that a lot more. Because I want to go back to the Saturday rally. Because at that Saturday rally, there was a high school girl from down Myrtle Creek, folks, and that's south of Roseburg. Her athletic director in her public school won't let her or anybody else at that school participate in any sports if they're unvaccinated. She quit. She quit school. In fact, they put together their own local school, a whole bunch of parents and a whole bunch of kids. They're not going to comply. Pure bloods. By the way, I want to say thank you to all of you who listened to this show, who came up to me Saturday and introduced yourselves. Thank you. I'm honored. First of all, you listen to the show, number one, and number two is that you take time to come to these rallies and introduce yourselves. And there was a bunch of you, and I can't name you all. I just want to thank you. One of you, I believe is a gentleman by the name of Russell, I think, came up to me and he took my advice about calling Freedom Heating and Air, and that he had a great experience with them coming out to his home and getting things fixed for him. And that's something you ought to take to heart, Freedom Heating and Air. Their website is freedomheatingandair.net. They have this, they have a great blog. You can read about it. Heating, cooling, maintenance. They even have DIY kits. If you want to figure out how to make things better in your home, safer, get rid of the viruses, all those great systems that they have that kill that, Freedom Heating and Air can help you do that. Been in business well over 40 years here in the Salem area. They take care of people. They've got these great discounts for veterans and for senior citizens. Plus, they're still looking for good people to go to work for them, because they do a really good job and their business is really doing well. Why don't you give them a call? 503-580-1456. 503-580-1456. There is somebody who wrote me an email, and it's about a particular teacher that's been in the news, and not a good way, and how that a parent of a child affected by this teacher went to the school board, principal, superintendent, and complained. And apparently, this particular teacher wasn't granted a new contract because this teacher was not tenured. This is the power of one person. I keep telling you, friends, you are far more powerful than you realize. This is why what we did Saturday is so important, so very important. Because every one of you know people in your world, every one of you. These are people that you can influence. You can have persuasive, meaningful conversations with. It's not just enough, and this is what I said to everybody at the rally. It's not just enough to come together and rally. Now let's do something. Dale writes, who had been at the rally, says, I've been to many rallies in recent years. This one felt pretty dynamic to me. I also had the sense that many were attending and holding signs who probably never attended a rally before. Thank the Lord for his kindness of allowing the weather to cooperate, too. That was a big positive factor as well. Very good. Yes, it was. I told everybody you can have a meaningful conversation about the issue of forced vaccinations. Talk to people in your world that are persuaded. Ask them this question. What happens if you call 911 and nobody shows up? Kate Brown's vaccine. 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We're back, friends. 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Doesn't look like we're going to connect with our guests today. We'll try to get him rescheduled. Believe me, you want to hear what this man has to say. He's a tech guru. It's a very successful national company that he started, and he's the guy that exposed Dominion voting systems. We're going to have a very interesting conversation with him at some point. He's also a very strong Christian conservative who's taken a lot of flack. He's fighting. And he continues. Apparently, by the way, thanks, Rich, who forwarded this to me. Rob O'Neill, the Navy SEAL that shot Osama bin Laden. Apparently, he's on a no-fly list. You've got to be kidding me. No, that's Joe Biden, folks. Julie sends me an email that makes perfect sense. I want you to think about this. Your insurance rates could go up because of Kate Brown's vaccine mandate. I'm not kidding you. Your fire insurance rates are in part determined by your response times from your local fire department. And people, she writes, will really get burned up, no pun intended, or maybe pun intended, when their fire insurance premium is up 10% or more in the next billing period. Yeah, that's right. It is one of the things, you know, I spent 17 years on the Sublimity Fire Board. And I'll tell you this, you know, we managed to get our fire insurance rates down for everybody in our district. And we did that because we made investments in new equipment. We did things that made the response times go down. And this is how this is one of the ways this affects you. It's not just the response time, literally what happens to you, what might happen to you if you call 911 and nobody shows up. Now, is that extreme? I don't think so. What do you think? Do you think it is possible that people call 911 and nobody shows up? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Do you think it could be because of Kate Brown's vaccine mandate? How can you have a fire chief say clearly in front of this big rally, and he's not alone, there are others, say clearly. Now, he works for a fire board, okay? He's not like the city of Salem fire chief, who is by all accounts is a good person, from what I'm told. Don't know him, but at any rate, who works for the city? Yeah, he can get fired. This fire chief can get fired too, but he works for a whole board. And part of their department is rural. Part of it is cities. But it's a fire board. And they make that decision on their own. When that chief says, I have 100 people come October 19th, the day after Kate Brown's mandate, the date goes into effect. Fully 60 out of 100 people, 60%, are not going to be able to respond because they're going to be prohibited from responding by Kate Brown's order. A lot of those people, doctors, nurses. I ran into a nurse who's a friend, and she is, the organization she works for has put her on basically light duty, if no duty, okay? Not having any contact with patients or anything. I haven't fired her yet. She's just waiting for that. Now, I also had someone sent me a City of Corvallis document. This is for those people, and I'm going to share this with you because it's important. It's for those people who have chosen not to get the vaccine, and they've applied for an exemption or an exception. And, I mean, it's difficult to tell what is what here, folks, because, again, one lawyer says, well, there's no difference between exception and exemption, and another lawyer says, oh, yes, there is. So we'll see. At any rate, they're putting conditions on firefighters that are, in fact, discriminatory. That's a whole nother lawsuit waiting to happen. I'll talk with you about that in a moment. You know, I am sharing with you this opportunity for you to fix your asphalt shingle roof with this new product from Pfeiffer Roofing in Salem. The product's called RoofMax. It is made out of soybean. And they spray it on your roof, and it rejuvenates your asphalt shingle roof. Now, there's a point at which your asphalt shingle roof is not rejuvenationable, okay, to use a word that probably isn't a word. There are some points where it's just past the point of no return, and you have to put a new roof on. But most people are not in that situation. RoofMax is just sprayed on. It goes on clear, or it goes on rather white, and it dries to clear in about 30 minutes. It is guaranteed for 5 years. It could extend the life of your roof, maybe as much as 15 years. And it's done at the fraction of the cost of a new roof. So if you're not ready to put on a new roof, you know you're going to have to, and maybe you're saving up money for it, good for you. This buys you that kind of time. If you want to learn more about it, go to Pfeiffer Roofing's website and watch the videos about it. It's right there on the homepage. You can just click on it. It's pfeifferroofing.com. Let me spell it for you. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. Roofing.com. Give them a call, 503-647-4725. They'll come out and they'll give you a free estimate. They'll look at your entire roof, tell you all the things that should be done to it to keep it from becoming a problem for you. There's nothing worse than a leaking roof. 503-647-4725. Corvallis Fire has put out a response to everyone who has applied for a religious exemption. And they're imposing conditions. Now, Corvallis Fire is a totally paid, unionized firefighting shop. You have to not sleep in the same room, because that's what you do when you're on on shift, you can't sleep in the same room with other people. You have to wear a mask even when you're sleeping by yourself in a segregated room. You have to be tested weekly, okay. Some people are worried about the PCR tests. In fact, we heard at the rally on Saturday a nurse describing patients who had gotten the PCR tests and it had bad reactions to it because of what they're putting up in your nose, even to test you. There's lots out there on that, but here's a nurse who's describing it. I'm going to believe them more than I'm going to believe Dr. Fauci or anybody else who has to toe the line or says they have to toe the line. Anyway, so I'm just telling you here, folks, that this is a bigger deal than what I think we know politically. Saw a lot of signs Saturday at the rally. It said, "My body, my choice." You know, we as conservative Christians have put up with that. Those of us who don't believe in abortion, because people who do believe in abortion have carried that sign and said that for years. It's one of their slogans. And like a conservative Christian political person said to me the other day, he said, "You never thought in a million years that." And I feel this way, too, that I would be saying my body, my choice. But it is so true. Your body is your choice. Now, there are differences. The little baby in the womb has no choice, no decision here when abortion is done on them. We as adults have that decision. We as adults have the primary decision over our children. In fact, I just saw this morning that Pfizer is saying they've done the trials on their vaccine for kids. It's just a reduced amount, and it's going to work just fine. I'm just paraphrasing. They put that out there today. Would you let your children get vaccinated? A lot of these people at the rally are saying, no, I don't want the shot. And I guarantee you, they don't want their kids to get the shot. So what will you do? If you call 911 and nobody shows up, or it takes them forever to show up because they just don't have people because of Kate Brown's vaccine mandate, how are you going to handle that? Are you going to shout it to the world on social media? You going to tell your story?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We are back. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll talk with Gail in a moment here. By the way, over the weekend, had a an experience with a friend who is talking with a pharmacist that I happen to know. And you want to talk about being muzzled? I tried being a pharmacist. And I bet there are pharmacists who are listening to me right now, and you know exactly what I'm going to say. You don't be talking about prescribing or filling prescriptions or answering questions about things like ivermectin, because it's forbidden. To the point, this particular pharmacist is unwilling to say anything on text messages, certainly not by email. Just think about that for a moment. That's pretty interesting, hmm? Also, over the weekend, I had a lot of shoulder pain from driving tractor and injuries, and it's a big deal. And I used my CBD all over my shoulders that I get from ProBioscience. This is a company based here in Salem. I've sold them my own CBD when I grew hemp, CBD oil. They use only Oregon-grown CBD, and it is the best there is. It's because it is grown to the highest, toughest standards in the whole nation. That's what Oregon has. Anyway, it works. It works every time I use it. Now, I need to get to the root cause of why I'm having the shoulder pain, which means I need to get some massage therapy and see my chiropractor. In the meantime, I have this thing called ProBioscience's pain stick, and it works. Maybe it'll work for you. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com. And if during the month of September you buy any of their great products online, use the discount code for a 15% discount. The code TURN, the word TURN, T-U-R-N, turning of the seasons, right? Pro-bioscience.com. Corby writes an email, says, I don't know for sure, but I've heard of people being denied their life insurance payouts because the person passed away after taking the experimental FDA unapproved shot. Wow. If anybody has knowledge of that, I would love to hear that. If you are a person who has applied for an exemption, you work for any government entity, and you're being given conditions that basically make you unable to keep your job or perform your duties, sort of like what Corvallis Fire is doing, I'd love to hear from you. You can call here, and you don't have to tell us who you work for or what you're doing, but just tell us or send me an example with your name blacked out of a letter you've received about this, because this is what we're hearing. Is that you? And I heard this on Saturday from people. You're being given conditions that make it impossible for you to do your job, and they're doing that on purpose. The bottom line is this, folks: if you are going to have to resign your job because of it. In fact, I just got an email from one of our faithful state employee listeners who shall never be named. Said, I heard, again, that Salem Hospital alone may have up to 1,600 resignations. How will that affect your health care? If any of you have knowledge of that, I would love to hear that. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk lines. Go to Gail. Gail, sorry to hold on, but I needed to get that stuff in. How are you, and what do you have to say today?
Good morning. I'm great. I was at the rally. My husband and I were, and some friends, and unfortunately, we were too far back, close to the street by the Capitol, to hear the speakers. But nevertheless, wow, how impressive and how many people. And it was very evident that the media was not there. But I wanted to comment on your statement when you said we have no idea what kind of a political fight we're in. And I totally agree, but I wish I could take credit for this. We have no idea what kind of a spiritual battle we are in. And somebody said, stand up, armor up, speak up, show up. So we make the enemy throw up. And I just thought that was good. So I wanted to share it.
I like that. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gail. And I appreciate your showing up. It's a powerful thing. Awful also, friends, is tomorrow, and I need to get this in because I'm going to be attending this. There is a agriculturally oriented prayer breakfast tomorrow. If you've been driving up and down I-5, you've seen the farm equipment that are there along the freeway, I-5, south of Albany. It'll be a big white tent. This is tomorrow, Tuesday, September 21st. It's from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you can go to manversusweeds.com. That's the website. Sonny Perdue is the former Trump administration agricultural secretary. He's going to be appearing at this event along with some music. It's food and fellowship. It's a great breakfast. And it is meant for us to come together as people involved in ag and pray. Sonny Perdue is going to be appearing. He's the former governor, by the way, of Georgia. He's going to be appearing by video link. Pastor Wayne Cadero is there. Dr. Pastor Wayne Cadero is going to be there. You're hearing about this. It's tomorrow, folks. So go to manvsweeds.com if you want to register. Manversusweeds.com. Manvsweeds.com. We farmers are always fighting that. Also, I want to thank Jeff Kubler, my friend, for reminding me there is a virtual town hall meeting with my friend and lawyer, Tyler Smith. And it is about vaccine mandates and exemptions. And this is a Zoom meeting, and it is happening tomorrow at 5 p.m. And I'll talk about it tomorrow morning, too. I'll try to get you a link to where you can be a part of that. And I'll put the link up on the webpage and my Facebook page. A lot going on, folks. We're going to keep on this issue because it's powerful and it's important. Your liberty is at stake. We have to stand now. Well, who knows what else? The government.